The students united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The students united will never be defeated.
We must have investment in social programs, and we must seek to stop the corporate breaks that have been given while direct taxation has been increased on ordinary Canadians. Now, there are many in the ruling circles who will describe the youth, the students, and those of us who support this struggle as being whiners and complainers. No, we are not whiners and complainers. We are upholding the loftiest ideals and aspirations of a just society.
I want to tell you that the NSGEU is pleased to be here in solidarity with the Student Day of Action, and to know that there are rallies in Acadia, in Wolfville, in University of St. Anne, and Pointe de Glace as well. Surely this is the time to build a movement and to build solidarity together. We need to reduce tuition fees, drop student debt, and increase post-secondary education funding across the province for all Nova Scotians. I can also assure you that as the largest union in the province, we are no stranger to post-secondary education. We represent almost 2,000 women and men who work as support staff at 7 universities and at the Nova Scotia Community College. Our members, and this includes me as I work at Dalhousie, our members work in the universities and community colleges as library staff, clerical and admin, in technical labs, and maintenance and trades. We also represent faculty at the Nova Scotia Community and College, Agriculture College, and the instructors at the Cape Breton University. And I personally have 2 daughters at Dal and a 3rd on the way. So this is important to me.
I tend to have an old-fashioned view that one of the reasons we're on this planet is to ensure that our children have better opportunities than we did. This government appears to have exactly the opposite view. Line your own pockets and let the children pay. And I put it to you that is unethical. It is flat out wrong.
We are the people too. I'm going to be loud and free. And we want justice for each other.
We have to get this message not only to one, but we have to get it to all 3 parties. Don't tell you one thing to your face and then go on that floor and tell the government they're not cutting far enough. So with that, again, welcome to the streets, and we're here with you.
Disperse here today and celebrate our successes. We cannot return to our respective campuses and allow our feelings of determination, frustration, and optimism subside. We need to harness these feelings and sustain the student movement. A student movement is not only a day of action, it is an uphill battle, but giving up is exactly what politicians want. They want our voices to fade along with the news coverage and not to be held accountable. Look to your right and left. Or go on the internet and turn on the television. Everywhere, students are facing the same struggles. Today, we march in solidarity with current, past, future, and potential students here and around the world. To build a system of education that is accessible for all students, a system that doesn't include debt, that isn't restricted to high family income, a system that isn't racist or classist, a system that is based on the needs of staff, faculty, and students. The struggle continues. So, solidarity.
So, so, so.